morning and welcome to the Housing Trust Fund. Today is Thursday, June 14th. I'm Alderman Michael Murphy. If we can just have a roll call, please.
Ms. Schneider?
Here.
Mr. Peters?
Here.
Mr. Matthew?
Here.
Mr. Mattson?
Here.
Alderman Bowman?
Here.
Alderman Murphy?
Here. The other members we technically have to read in,
okay.
So it's...
So we have Ms. Wasserman?
Is excused.
Mr. Soika?
Excused.
Mr. Little?
Absent.
And Mr. Healer?
Absent.
Okay.
So let me begin before we get into the review and approval of the previous meeting. We have a new member, and that's Marty Mattson. He's the controller for the city of Milwaukee. I'm pleased to have him here today. We have a review and approval of the previous meeting minutes. Is there a motion? Alderman Bowman moves so, and second by Mr. Matthew, and hearing no objection, so ordered. Project status update. Steve.
Chairman Murphy, welcome back, members of the Housing Trust Fund, and welcome, City Comptroller Marty Mattson. And it's been a while since we talked, but as you'll see, I'm going to let actually Mario Higgins go through the updates, but you'll see that our programs have really been moving forward.
Okay, Mario Higgins, Community Development Grants Administration. Chairman Murphy, good evening, good afternoon, and members. Going through all of the projects that we've funded so far through the Housing Trust Fund, everything has really moved really well. Projects are pretty much, most of them are completed. What we have still outstanding, Milwaukee Christian Center from the 2009 allocation, they're finishing up their last owner-occupied house. Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity still has not submitted all of their documentation for drawing down their funds, but about half of their projects are done. And if you look on the Housing Trust Fund awards by organization, if you look in the expended funds category, you'll see that that pretty much most of those funds have been drawn, even the 2011 allocation. Looks like North Cotton Neighborhood House, they have their two projects underway. They haven't drawn. Those funds usually go in toward the end, but that's a training project, and the shell of the house and everything's there, so they're progressing pretty rapidly on that. And Layton Boulevard West has one project that they're finishing up for their three houses for their turnkey, their rehab, and those are foreclosed homes that they do those on. River West Development, the project's complete. It's on the lease-up side, so I have a 10% retainage on that project, so that's the funds that are left until they get lease up for that one. And Community Advocates, it's early in their construction process, construction project, and that's on 34th and Lisbon, and we have the foundation in the first floor pretty much set on that particular building. So other than that, everything is pretty much moved forward, everything is completed other than those projects we kind of know that I noted.
Very good. I think it's really important to acknowledge that the average cost per unit is $7,645. Total awards have been $3,669,000. The expenditures from the program, it's been spent so far, is $3,240,000. But the leverage is the key issue, I think. It shows that it's over $72 million has been leveraged with a just 20-to-1 ratio. Which is, you know, something to be pretty proud of, that a lot of units, over 407 units have been created, and it says a lot about how these dollars have been spent wisely. You know, perhaps at a late time, Steve, you and I should sit down and just try and get that message out of
yes.
What has been done. Now, we have allocated 2011-12 dollars. There was some carryover of small dollars, of $30,000. So the fund currently now is $830,000 available for the RFP that we'll be discussing shortly. But prior to doing that, is there any questions on the project status of the current awards?
I just have a question about the River West lofts. Did they have an open house? I was waiting for something to happen there, and I don't know.
They did not have an open house. I met with them about a month ago, and I think they were planning to have one in July.
Okay.
So I'll keep the board updated on their open house.
And they, you know, should extend the invitation to all the board members to take a look at it.
Absolutely.
Great. Additional questions, comments, committee members? If not, so we have a 2012 request for proposal and funding allocation. As I indicated, it's approximately $830,000 that would be available for review. And I know the county now has a surplus, is going to at least match that, right? So with that, Steve.
Yes.
That is good enough to pass out to everyone a timeline for the funding allocation decisions. So if you would not walk us through that.
Sure. Well, we're looking at July 19th as a possible application availability for pickup, which would be on the website also. So we would distribute it throughout the websites, on DCD's website, the CDGA's website. And this is when we can publish this document. There would be an application review that would start immediately after, once the application started to come in and around July 26th. We would use August 9th as application receipt final date, which we would use the recess in August to be able to review these documents, and it would coincide with our regular entitlement review. So we would have everybody in place to pretty much look at these documents also. Then you would have the technical review committee would also be pulled in August, and it would, that would ease up the time because there would not be any meetings being held, at least formal meetings. Then we would also look at, during the beginning of September, we would bring back the scoring, and then the 2014th, we would finalize that scoring somewhere in the middle of September. There still is a, we still need to meet with the comptroller's office to determine how we would work with this planning committee and reviewing the gap analysis with the comptroller's office. But we do have the formal team is still together from all the other entities, from the Department of City Development, CDGA, and the legal end with Tom Gardner, and also a few other city attorneys that work with these gap analysis with us. Okay. So once we have that meeting, I'm quite sure we'll have a person from comptroller's office that could assist in also looking at these documents.
Good.
So, you know, right now as it stands, it would be a November 8th allocation. Once we go through all of the formalities of the committees that would approve these recommendations. And it should be noted that Milwaukee did not receive a lot of the tax credits it expected. And as a matter of fact, a number of the tax credits that were awarded were to entities that were at the bottom of our list as far as recommending.
Oh, yeah.
And the onus was put on, really, was it rental?
Rehabilitation projects.
So new construction was definitely shot down. And even though they funded one fully, a very large new construction on Center Street right before Holton. And the name of that was
mine. That's a supportive housing project with Heartland Housing.
That was kind of shocking that they funded that one, but they did. And we have a number of projects that will be going back for 4% tax credits. That is going to be tough to fill that gap, but they are trying to work with other sources to fill that gap on some of these projects and even diminishing the size of them and making them convertible to be expanded later.
You know, I've received one or two inquiries on that very issue, just simply that since WIDA has turned down so many projects in Milwaukee, dollars from the Housing Trust Fund have become even higher value. And so I think we probably get a pretty large number of people applying for these limited dollars.
The gap review is going to be critical.
Yep.
Because some of these projects are now not feasible.
Yeah.
With the 4%. The gap is just too large. And I think because the applications were so strong in submission and that they typically would have been funded, a lot of them just can't, and they've invested money into these projects already, a lot of them will not try to let go, as far as they'll try to find every conceivable way to get it done. But what we'll find is, when we bring this to you, is how big that gap is, and is it even feasible to put this money into these projects, knowing that they still have to find
You're absolutely right. I mean, the gap analysis will determine, but I think it's pretty good that you preview it. The reality is, if they don't have the median housing tax credits, financially, are they really sustainable? I mean, we've, as a body, have not, you know, outside of one major award, have not allocated for one specific project, with the exception when we did the one large one for $750,000 over on 13th Street. Okay. So working on the analysis will be critical. But, you know, unfortunately, in some of the groups, you know, it won't be a yes, because we just can't be everything to everybody.
Yeah, Alderman, I spoke with Maria Prioletta at DCD earlier this week, and we have one of those projects, and we kind of came back already, and they kind of figured out what their 4% credits would be, and the gap went from $1 million to $3 million. So the chances of many of those happening are probably not, slim to none.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Court.
I have a question regarding the tax credit allocations. Do you have any sense? I know one developer wanted to do something with the East Side Library, and because that's not a qualified census tract, it wasn't low enough income, they just pulled back because they knew they weren't going to get those tax credits. Does that seem to be a prevalent problem, or is that not part of the issue?
Well, it definitely comes up in the process, and you know, it depends on how what we're just going to have as priorities on any given year. They give scoring points, extra points for certain things, where this past year rehab was the big thing, and I just finished talking to one of our local developers 5 minutes before I came here, and they just met with Weta this morning on the process for this coming year. Well, they're going back to new construction as a priority within and around business corridors. So it looks like they're going to probably in Milwaukee, they're going to target 30th Street corridor, which we've kind of heard already, but it's going to be new construction rather than rehab.
Thank you.
Additional questions, comments, committee members?
I have a question. Yeah. What is the composition of the technical review committee for this round? Who is on it? Do we have it?
I would have to get you that information. I don't have it up hand.
Yeah, I'll have it.
Because I know we've lost some members.
Okay, because I'm just curious who's on it. That's pretty critical. And then I have a sub-question, and that is, do the members of that technical review committee, should we add new members because we're short, do they need to be members of this group, or could they be?
They don't need to be members of this group. For example, we can have somebody from, you know, the budget office or the controller office who's not a member review this. So, I mean, the controller will, either he or his designee will be working on the gap analysis. And then DCD will have somebody we probably will bring in also.
Could we have people from the private sector participate on the technical review committee? Are real estate people?
If there wasn't any, I'm quite sure there's somebody out there, there wouldn't be a conflict. Because the problem is with these deals is everybody's brought in. You know, you never know what LLC is connected to another developer.
But what if we could vet that? Good way to get the private sector to understand.
And they can file an ethics statement.
Right.
Yep. If
we do that, I think I probably will have to put in legislation for that person.
Oh. Well, maybe we should talk about that.
Well, it's just that, you know, we have to have a...
weigh out the value of that.
We will present it. I think we can... We'll put together what we have as a team here for the city employees. And then if we see, you know, the comptroller or the body feels that there's a need for additional, then I think we could look at that. I think we've kind of been spoiled with having the entity in place. You know, now we have to just search a little bit. Within the city. I mean, Craig Kamholz was definitely
A valuable asset.
A very valuable asset. And he was, you know, he sat here, so he knew what we were doing. I mean, that's just low-hanging fruit. I think there's other folks that can definitely help with that.
There's nothing that says that I can't call Chris Abley and ask that I can get him back here for a little bit.
Well, you have that's why we have the county sit on our...
Yeah. So if you want to talk to... see what he says.
Sure.
It's all about familiarity with what we're dealing with, and so we'll...
But I am coming at this from a different angle, and I just came up with this strategy, or I wouldn't be talking about it right now. I'm not talking about the ability to get really good people on the Technical Review Committee with existing resources. I think that I'm not concerned about that at all. I'm trying to come up with another strategy when we have not had one about how do we get the private sector to truly understand what it is we're looking at and how far these dollars stretch and do not stretch. And now there are groups of people that have come to my attention who want to assist with getting more involved with housing in the city. They don't have a means to do it, and they handle large portfolios of real estate, but not in Milwaukee. And so that is the strategy I'm going after. That is why I'm not saying that we can't get fully competent people within our known resources. And if we should take this offline and talk about that separately, that's fine. But I just wanted to ask if we have a full quota of Technical Review Committee, if this is possible to even talk about. Because meetings, just generally talking to people, don't educate as well as, from my experience, being on that Technical Review Committee and seeing how the financing packages are put together, who's at the table, the quality and caliber of the building that is being done, and what's happened with the public funding sources in terms of where they are and aren't coming from.
Well, we do have, you know, some members that the mayor has appointed, quite honestly, who never show up to meetings. I mean, Kenneth Little has maybe been to...
Ken Little from Associated?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think he's any... He might not be with Associated. I know.
Yeah, but he hasn't really shown up to
That's
many,
okay.
Housing Trust. And the mayor has another vacant position. So, I mean, he literally could... We could talk to the mayor, and if you have recommendation, I'm sure if you give me those names of that individual...
City residents.
Pardon?
Got to be city residents.
To be on
the Housing Trust Fund.
To be
I'm not a city resident, and I was... There's some special legislation that was put through.
That's not a requirement as far as I know of.
It was, and then it was altered.
Really?
Yeah. So, yep. I'm not a city resident.
Why'd we do that?
To let me on. Thank you.
So,
well, Michael, that was a big issue with fire police. That's interesting.
There is a requirement that everything you do has to be for the city of Milwaukee, but in the material I read, I didn't see anything for you have to be a city resident to be on the committee.
That's an overriding ordinance, though. That's a standing ordinance of the city, that every city entity has to... That's a standing requirement. I'm not sure that was waived in any legislation I've ever...
Yeah, so I have legislation, and I'll find it, but I'm moving into the city anyway, so it's all good, unless you want to... fire me and then come back on. But anyway, back to this. So if we can find somebody who is in the city, do they need to be on this?
Well, they don't technically, but, you know, they doing the gap analysis, I think, we want to make sure there isn't any inherent conflicts that person has.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we want to just vet that process, and we can talk about doing that.
Okay.
I wanted to look at the list of members really quick, and I'm thinking that I'm the last person left that was on the technical committee the last time.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right, I'm sorry.
Lanny Wasserman was on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But we'll
was
get
she?
That.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Oops. Oh, my memory is horrible then. Never mind.
Okay. Well, in terms of the schedule, everyone is comfortable with the timeline then?
Yeah.
Yes, Jim?
I just had one question. As far as the scoring mechanism, will it be similar as last year as far as how projects are rated? Or
yes. We didn't have any significant changes. I think we changed that in 2010, and everything seemed to go smoothly during our evaluations of projects.
Great. No other questions or comments? We'll take a motion from Alderman Bauman to move approval of the timeline and issue the RFPs. Seconded by Jim, and hearing no objection. And having no further business come before the board, we're adjourned. Great, thank you.